I know the term non-dual thinking is still new or strange to many people, but it simply means our ability to read the moment, to read reality in a way that is not judgmental, a way that is not exclusionary of the part that we don't understand. And it takes practice to learn that. It's very interesting that the term non-dual is taken for granted in three of the Eastern religions, Taoism, Hinduism, and Buddhism. This word would be very familiar to them because it's the best descriptor of high-level consciousness, that you don't split everything up according to what you like and what you don't like. You leave the moment open, you let it be what it is in itself, and you let it speak to you. I was able to reintroduce this word for many people in my book, The Naked Now, and I'd like to really continue to build on that because I think it's central to the reform of religion, to our own spiritual progress, and really to building a necessary bridge between East and West. We had it in the West, but we called it unitive consciousness. So it's just a different word. But for many people, the word non-dual, because they don't immediately understand it, they actually get into it more than the word unitive. A lot of people just dismiss the word unitive, say, oh, I don't know what that's talking about. But non-dual forces them to struggle with it. So I think we'll keep using it.